Give a little time for the child within you. Don't be afraid to be young and free. Undo the locks and throw away the keys and take off your shoes and socks and run you.
I'm Jesse from Jordan Jesse Go. This is my friend Jordan.
Hi, I'm Jordan Morris from The Big Bang Theory. Here's just a. Jesse, do you mind if I start us off?
Not at all, Jordan. I'm drinking some of this cool fresh water.
Have a gulp of water.
Thanks.
And I'm gonna pose a question. Do you think that the possum is the worst mammal?
Wow, this is a powerful topic. I did not know we were putting topics on the table.
Yeah, I came to play, baby.
Holy shit! What is this? Sports talk radio?
Mammal. That's right. It's Cooter in the Gooch.
Pour in the brew. We're talking about mammals.
Oh, yeah. Ear bow bow. Yeah, baby. Is that what sports talk radio is like?
Sorry, marsupial week was last week. Flush him!
Somebody suggested koalas.
Is a possum the worst mammal?
That's an interesting question. Well, what are some of the other possible worst mammals?
Like rat.
Yeah, but rats are cute, though.
Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of people will say that. Like, you know, they had a pet rat that was very sweet. And
right.
I've never been emotionally connected to a rat myself, but I've never talked to anybody that's had a pet possum that's gone.
I dated a rat in high school, and she really broke my heart. Okay. So that was my main emotional connection to a rat. No, my best friend as a kid, Jody,
mm-hmm.
Jody had a rat that turned out to be a pregnant rat, and then he had a shit ton of rats.
Mm.
But he kept them all. They had this whole house down in his family room.
Is a possum a mammal? Are they? Do they count as marsupials? What are they? They're marsupials. Okay. Well, I guess I will alter my statement.
Yeah.
Is a possum the worst marsupial?
No. You know what? Jordan, I don't think you need to fold to this guy's bullshit. Honestly,
yeah.
That's my feeling about this. My honest feeling about this is if we say a possum is a mammal, then a possum is a fucking mammal.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what else is a mammal? A humpback whale is a mammal. That's a type of fish.
I think it's... Yeah.
Who even knows what a mammal is my point. I do. A possum.
Sure. They have all the qualities of a mammal.
Right.
Fur.
Right.
Tail.
Right.
Snout.
Yeah.
But it's the worst version of all three of those. Worst fur.
Yeah.
Worst fur. Worst snout. Awful tail.
Okay, let me ask you how this plays into it. And I haven't really thought this through, so I'm just spitballing here. Mm-hmm. You know the Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe, but not the new one. The 80s, like BBC.
The PBS one, yes.
What about those hedgehogs? What's their story? What are they, whales?
You think they're the worst mammals?
I don't know what they are. They're probably the heebie-jeebiest mammal.
Does anyone here, I'll source the audience on this, does anyone have a suggestion for a mammal worse than a possum? In the back. Oh, hey, shut up.
Yeah.
Oh, that's, okay.
That's Max Fun videographer Jay Frosting.
And if you say man, we get it. We get it. Yes, we're ruining the environment, Donald Trump. I know. What is a worse mammal than a possum?
Ferret.
A ferret.
Okay.
Jay Frosting said a ferret. Now, right now, over 4,000 listeners to this program are writing you angry emails and CCing their state legislators.
You may as well have insulted Settlers of Catan as far as things that will get you angry tweets from a Jordan Jesse Go listener.
That's a ferret, sir. Are there any other? Does anyone else have an idea for what might be?
I had a friend.
You, sir, in the middle there.
Baboon.
The baboon with the amazing butt, I think.
That's a great butt.
That is literally... I can't even imagine... imagine a worse suggestion.
And sorry, I think real mammals have curves. And I don't mind that the baboon has a healthy butt. That he's not one of these photoshopped monkeys you see in all the Vogue magazines.
Yeah.
Weasel.
Read
weasel. I think a weasel is the same as a ferret. That's my opinion.
I had a ferret friend.
Yeah.
A friend who owned a ferret in high school. Me and the ferret were acquaintances. And the ferret was, it had weird fur, weird wiry fur. It smelled like pee all the time. But it made a little noise where it went, wee, 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 wee. So, Jay, I see your point that they are pretty bad as far as mammals go.
Right.
But they made that little noise that I enjoyed, so I think opossum is worse.
Can I bring a guest into this? Because we have all these...
Jungle Jack Hanna?
Please let it be Jungle Jack Hanna! Ladies and gentlemen, from Zaboomafoo, the Krat Brothers! We have a ton of Max Fun guests just on hand.
Yeah.
Some of whom are not on this list of people appearing on our show. I feel kind of bad about it.
Yeah.
And also I think that this guest... would probably bring some insight to this discussion.
Sure.
Jonathan from Getting Curious. Jonathan, I see you in the back there. Will you come up and talk about animals with us for a second?
Give him a hand.
Jonathan did not... This was not a plan. I just feel like Jonathan is, you know, his show's all about learning and engaging with the world. Of course, that's what we're about, too. But I think Jonathan probably has some good insights into the world of animals. How are you, Jonathan?
Good, how are you?
Oh, I'm fantastic. I'm delighted to see you.
You too.
What's your...
Your mouth is full of something.
It's popcorn. I was just eating so much of it. She was very taken off guard.
Jonathan, let's start positive, because I know you're known as a positive guy.
Oh, I am?
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. What would you say is your favorite mammal, Jonathan? Let's start on the positive.
A cat.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
I have two.
Pretty
I'm one
choice.
Of those. It's the worst.
Jordan, what about you? You can't say cat.
Super cat.
Wait. Yeah. Dance hall reggae guy?
That's the one. I assume that's a thing.
Fine. Mine is Buju Banton.
Yeah. I also think cats are great because you can hug them.
Oh, mine love hugs.
And how do you feel about the possum as an animal, as a marsupial, as a mammal, which they are?
I'll tell you a really sad story about possums.
Please do. Bring it down.
Yeah.
One time, I was with my step-grandma, and she ran
sad
over.
Sad so far.
Mm-hmm, and she ran. Well, she's actually my ex-step-grandma. And she ran over this possum, and I saw the whole thing. It was like slow motion. It was in this like little town called Camp Point. I couldn't believe it. Anyway, when we got out of the car, like the...
To be fair, that sounds like the kind of place where someone would run over. Particularly
Camp Point.
Step-grandma.
Sure. But, yeah, totally. But like, she had been pregnant, and they have like those pouches like kangaroos do. Like, they're
right, how old was your step-grandma if she was pregnant?
Well, her name was Gay Gun, and I would assume she was like 60-something.
Wow.
Wow, she was fierce. She was so fierce. She had this big, like, yellow perm, and everyone loved it. But the babies lived, you guys.
Yay! That was
they
were orphans! And they were very cute, and they were very cute. And these little babies, like, survived this tragedy.
So I can't have any hate or you know, shade to throw at a possum because they were too fierce for that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan does not have any shade to throw at a possum.
Too fierce.
They're simply
too fierce.
Too fierce.
Too fierce. Yas queens.
What about deadly creatures? Are deadly creatures worse than possums?
Well, I have never been a fan of a snake.
Yeah,
that's
I'm
not
so
a
scared of snakes.
That's not a mammal, but it can be deadly.
Oh, but I like mammals. Yeah. I do. I was racking my brain back there. I can't think of a mammal I don't like.
Bunnies?
Love.
Most people hate bunnies, is why I bring it up.
Just an old bear. Not cute. He's got a lot of scabs. Just an old scabby bear. No? All right. All right. He loves him. The man, yeah, your reputation is the most positive man in podcasting.
Well, no, I mean, because you're like...
Oh, shit. What about this pig that bit me one time?
Yeah, a specific pig. What happened?
Yo, my wife's cousin has this pig. You guys know how that is, right?
Sure.
This pig lives in his house with his wife and his kid. And we're always hearing about, the pig's name is Atticus. We're always hearing about how cute, he's the singer of a rock band. I don't even think I need to say that. Not Atticus, my wife's cousin.
If that's what they call their pig, what will they call their child?
I'm not even going to tell you what their child's name.
Water
they're,
slide?
They're, one, they're wonderful people.
Quinoa.
They're really lovely people. Anyway, so...
Mendocino Farms. Local jokes get you local work.
So, the pig... Okay, so he had a show down here with his rock band. And they were like, they called us like in 3 days before it, and they said, "Hey, we're coming down there, but our pig babysitter just flaked on us."
Our pig babysitter is a tiny horse. He broke his leg and was shot.
It's tragic.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so upsetting.
Yeah. The babies lived, though. The babies lived. Okay, so they call this the pig babysitter. The pig babysitter flaked. Can Atticus stay at your house? And I'm like, fucking yes. Because we don't see my wife's cousin that much, you know? I mean, how often do you see your adult cousins? And so I've been hearing about this pig every 9 months, like seeing a picture or whatever, and thinking like...
I'm positive this pig has its own Instagram. where the captions are the pig as itself.
Yeah.
Dinner time. Snout on fleek.
And so this for probably 3 years at that point, I had been fantasizing about playing with this pig, petting this pig, being friends with this pig, like whatever pigs do, like whatever they like, I'll do that. And I'm a real pig pleaser.
I sexually identify as a pig pleaser.
And so this pig came to our house, and they're like, as I said, just the nicest people. And they said with such conviction, just let him hang out in your backyard and feed him at these times and whatever, he'll be cool. And we had lived in our house for maybe 2 months, something like that, 3 months. So we were new to our neighbors. First of all, this pig immediately starts crying.
Aww.
And cries continuously for 2 days. And if you're wondering how a pig
just don't
cries,
show the pig Pixar movies.
you know how you see those videos online of like a goat making a sound that sounds like a human scream?
Yeah.
Like it literally sounded like. Have any of you read that book, Devil in the White City?
Yeah.
It's about a guy who builds an abattoir in his house. I'm pretty sure that like every single neighbor surrounding us figured it was a Devil in the White City situation. Like we were murdering people and their screams were reverberating across the canyon in which we live. So the pig fucking bit the shit out of me, drew blood while I was just trying to pet him. I was heckin' nice with this pig. I did all the shit they told me to. Excuse me. This is an adult crowd. I was hell's a nice one. And this fucker bit me.
Does it have human teeth or pointy teeth?
Well, it doesn't have human teeth.
Like, are they flat or are they pointy?
Oh, okay. Like, are they grinders or choppers? Yeah. Yeah, it had, I mean, whatever the fuck it had, it hurt.
I sexually identify.
Do you have a scar? Chopper? Do you have a scar, Jesse?
I sexually identify as the grinder from the show The Grinder.
I'm a Stamos sexual.
Yeah.
Is he in that? I might be wrong.
No, Rob Lowe.
What's John Stamos in? And John Stamos is a marsupial, correct? I've got this straight.
Got it. He has to go to the surface to breathe.
Sure.
Well, sexually.
Thank you so much for having me up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know her from Oh No, Ross and Carrie. Please welcome up Carrie Poppy. So, Carrie, let's talk about your nerd complaints about our last segment.
Taxonomy issues.
Okay. Yeah, so, I mean, first of all, marsupials are mammals. They're all mammals.
Yeah!
So, don't worry about that.
Jordan was right.
Yeah, marsupials are a subcategory of mammals. So
hell yeah.
You remember hell the yeah. Kings play chess on funny green stools? Do you
yeah.
remember that?
No.
No. That's how you remember the taxonomy order.
King Philip eats fat green spiders.
Kings play chess on funny green stools?
Yeah, so...
Are you describing the video game Q-Bert?
If you mention any video game other than Tetris, I won't get the joke.
Are you talking about T-shaped peace? Are you talking about weird Russian songs?
I also have gifts for you guys.
Hey.
Yeah, so Jordan, you get The Components of Understanding by L. Ron Hubbard.
Wow.
Finally, my collection is complete.
And Jesse, you get the Bridge to Total Freedom grade chart.
I think this is the one where Xenu fights Green Lantern.
Which is complete. Ooh, wow. So this is all the levels you can get to clear.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. I am already at Clear Certainty Rundown. All
you
I gotta do
wish.
Is get to Sunshine Rundown, and it's popping. I am clear.
Oh, you shit. Know. Now Elrond and Green Lantern are teaming up to face Darkseid.
You know what's really sad is that Ross and I spent like 90 hours at the Church of Scientology, and I looked at that, and I was like, oh, we're at like the bottom rung of that.
Okay, so let's address this. So sure. What you do on your show, Oh No, Ross and
No,
Carrie.
Just let all these people think I'm Scientologist.
Let's explain. Ladies and gentlemen, we should... much more popular than ours.
Oh, no, no, no.
Let's introduce the sponsor of tonight's program.
The Church of Scientology.
You're all in the Sea Org.
So
the doors are locked.
On your show, Oh No, Ross and Carrie, you and your co-host, Ross participate
R.I.P.
in... we presume. Participate in unusual and fascinating religious organizations.
That's one thing, yeah.
Alternative medical practices.
Mm-hmm.
Penis enlargement.
You joke, but Ross did that.
I know.
Oh, did you know that?
Okay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Come
you
on.
Never joke about that.
I listen to the penis episodes of your show.
That's true.
To be fair, Jordan just searched iTunes for penis.
A lot of This American Life, oddly enough.
Yeah.
A lot
of it. Yeah, that's right. We join fringe groups. We get fringe treatments. We do anything that you might find in the weird news segment of Yahoo.
So you did an expose of Scientology. You guys went through the ringer.
Yes.
These have been coming out. I think they've been very popular. If my Facebook
yeah,
feed
yeah,
is any indication,
I think that's right. Those were all my posts. But yeah.
Sure. Yeah. I only follow one person on Facebook. Everybody else is doing that. Have you
You're like
heard...
Carrie loves these episodes of her own show?
Sure, yeah.
Wow.
Have you heard from the Church of Scientology? Have they contacted
a
you?
A little. Yes and no. So here's what doesn't happen. I'll give you guys the scoop.
So wait, did you say you spent 60 hours?
90 hours.
90 hours? So how
yeah.
long?
That's
did you
combined.
Quit
That's
your
me
jobs?
And Ross combined. Right? I know. I at least, like, I'm a writer and a journalist, so I can at least be like, okay, this week is full, I'm going to pare down my jobs. But Ross has a 9-to-5. I don't know.
Ross
and
is a Catholic priest. Very weird that he would be spending so much now.
Absolutely, yeah. He's a priest, and he has a wife and child. I don't know how he does it. Probably learned something from LRH. But
cool that you call him that.
Yeah, no.
Like how Dave Matthews Band fans just call him Dave.
Yeah, totally. We're on acronym terms. He calls me Soupy.
You know, for a cult leader, he's super chill.
He's coming back, you know.
I've heard that.
I had no
idea.
To
face Darkseid.
That's why there's an office for L. Ron Hubbard in every single Scientology org in the world. They keep an office that's in pristine condition with a desk and pens, like, ready for him when he comes back.
I have a question. When he comes back...
Holy shit.
When he comes back, will he be, like, fucking with an electric typewriter, or is he going to know about Windows 10 and shit?
I don't think
has he been ghost flying around learning new OSs and softwares for writing sci-fi novels?
Yeah, I mean, his whole thing was that they had the most advanced technology in the universe.
Right.
So
where is he right now? Is he in space?
We don't know. So this is the official answer. We don't know where he is. He is out there. He's in another paradigm. He's doing this work on an even more important level.
So you have heard from them, kind of.
Oh, yes, sorry. Yeah, when you asked me 10 minutes ago. Yeah, so Ross, actually, this hasn't been released in the episodes yet, but I'll tell you guys. That's right. So Ross got kicked out of a meeting when they found out who we were. And here's how they found out. This is amazing. The woman who found out has a friend who's a Mormon who had listened to our show and had heard the Mormon episodes. So this woman is talking about how she has this student named Ross who she's so excited about. He's so into it. And he's so interested in learning.
I feel so bad for this woman. She was excited enough about Ross that she was talking about him casually.
She was friends, yeah. So then this friend who's Mormon was...
It's worse than that possum whose babies got squeezed out of it by a truck.
So then this Mormon friend... This Mormon friend says, he doesn't have a friend named Carrie, right? And she's like, yeah. And so she says, like, oh, well, unless this is a really crazy coincidence, there are these people, Ross and Carrie, they're journalists. They also joined the Mormon church and did episodes about us. So she goes and looks it up. We had been using our real names this whole time. So this is like 3 months in, they had never Googled us. Which you'd think they would. They've been following you the whole time. So they Googled him. They apparently David Miscavige like personally called and was like, get him out. So Ross got thrown out of this class, escorted out, and then this is my favorite part. Ross is still on this email list that I had never got on. And the email list sent him an email that said, you are personally invited to LRH's birthday. And Ross was like, okay. So Ross shows up. This is like a week ago. Ross shows up and he's like, hey.
I guess we're cool.
He said I was invited.
Clearly that blew over. That whole me exploiting you for my podcast
thing. No.
They're not exploiters.
No, I'm sorry.
Exploring.
Sure.
I'm sorry.
Exploiting.
I know you like to call it fun-sploiting.
So, yeah.
One of the things that makes Ross and Carrie's show so special is that they give a sincere and open-hearted look at whatever it is. It's not about stick pointing fingers and embarrassing people.
Thank you. Yeah, I mean, that's definitely our aim. And I mean, sure, we find humor in, like, whatever we do. There's funny stuff in there.
Sure.
But, I mean, you always find out, no matter where you go, like, these people are like us. They believe things for rational reasons that anyone might believe in something.
I heard that you told my story about my Scientologist neighbor on your show.
That's true. I emailed you for permission, but yeah.
Permission to not delete it from the show that she had already finished recording, to be fair. But
which
yes.
is, you know, a really hard process.
My neighbor, okay, so my neighbor, bless her heart, we basically had a boundary dispute with our neighbor after we bought our house, which is to say that they didn't like the legal boundary. They thought we were getting too close. And we went over there to their house to try and kind of smooth things over, like we were going to do something really nice for them and blah, blah, blah. And we got there. It's like an older couple. And in their sitting room where they sat us down, there was literally a wall of Scientology books. Like, not like they had a copy of Dianetics on a coffee table. Like, it was like being in, like, it was like going to a personal injury lawyer's office, only instead of the, like, fake law books they have there, it was all real Scientology books that I think they probably had read. And we got into the disagreement with them about it, and we were trying to be really nice, and we thought we were being generous, and they were not having it. And so basically we were like, okay, well, I guess there's no way to be friends with them. That's the end of that. You know, like, what can you do? A couple months later...
Wait, isn't it key that your wife is pregnant during this story?
We're getting there.
Oh, all right.
So we bought our house when my wife was a few months pregnant. My wife Teresa from One Bad Mother, and thank you. And so this was a few months later. So maybe my wife is 6-7 months pregnant, and I go off to this public radio conference in Atlanta, Georgia, and
name dropping.
Yeah, that's right.
Public radio. It's public.
The Real Housewives were there of Atlanta and some other Atlanta thing. CNN. Wolf Blitzer was there. So I'm at this conference, and this woman is calling Teresa over and over. And every time she calls, she says, oh, can I talk to your husband? And she says, no, he's away. And she says, okay, and, like, hangs up. And we're like, what is going on? Like, what is this about? Is this kind of weird, like, 1940s thing, like, where she can only talk to the man of the house? But she's the woman of the house, so that doesn't work. And
he just wanted to sell you some brushes.
Yeah, exactly. And finally, Teresa is so bent out of shape about this that she just says to me, she goes, I don't know, Jesse, why... She says to the lady, she's like, I don't know, just, he's at a conference, like, you can call him on his cell phone if you want to. And so she called me, and I'm sitting in this hotel room in Atlanta, and I get a call from LA, I don't know who it is, so I answer, and it's this woman, she's so pissed at me. And I'm trying to just explain to her, yeah, you know, we're not going to do anything about this, whatever. And she's telling me we need to give her back that property. And we're like, we didn't take it from you. It's our property. We bought it when we bought the house. There was a fence there already, like the whole nine yards, you know. And she's telling me about how she's going to bring lawsuits. And if we try and build anything there, she's going to call every inspector in the town. And she's going to bring the police there and all this different shit. And she goes, do not cross me. If I am a lioness, and you will not like it if I am crossed. And then we realized that the reason she wouldn't talk to my wife is because she didn't want to imprint negative engrams on the unborn
baby.
Child.
Sweet. That's really sweet.
So it's actually kind of considerate of her. The moral of the story is, at the end of the day, she was a pretty thoughtful woman.
Yeah. A pretty thoughtful lioness.
Forgive me, yeah. Thoughtful lioness. Yes, thank
you. It's funny when you said that I am a lioness and do not cross me. That's the exact same thing that was said to me when I had a property dispute with Beyonce.
You know what? That is actually the same thing that happened to me when I was a mouthy middle schooler and my dad was Alec Baldwin.
Yeah, you were being a fat little pig.
Carrie.
Yeah.
Carrie, what was the best part of Scientology?
What's the best?
For their brunch is good.
Did you feel
their
empowered at all? Didn't
good.
You feel empowered because you had a team of aliens on your side?
No, Scientology is surprisingly boring. That's like actually what I took away from it was like, I thought this would be a little creepier. It is the way that I think they, if they are said to gain any control of your mind, it is through repetition and boredom to like the point they just like, you're like, sure, whatever you say, just get me out of here.
Is it basically like an SAT prep class?
Yeah, that's a good comparison.
That's what I'm imagining.
It like just lulls you into complacency. So, oh no, I know what my favorite part was. My favorite part.
You don't have to yell the name of your podcast. We get it. You have a catchphrase.
Buzz marketing. No, my favorite part was this guy who worked there who was telling us, actually he was telling us about the engrams during pregnancy sure. and how they're so potent. They're more potent than anything that happens to you as an adult. And he said it's because the fetus is so strong. And during the pregnancy, the fetus can basically overcome anything. And Ross and I were like, I don't know, miscarriages are pretty common. And the guy said, no, did you know if you puncture a fetus's head with a needle during an abortion, that fetus will regrow its brain and survive.
Why is this your favorite part?
Well, this is great because usually Ross and I are really able to keep our cool. Like we're like we have a pretty high tolerance for like weird stuff. So we're usually just like sitting there nodding. When they said this, like we both burst out laughing. and I was like, that's not true. And he was like, no, I think that's true. And you could see him just sort of like folding into himself and thinking about it like, I guess I've never thought about this. And I said, why would any abortion work then? And he was like.
And then he threw down a smoke bomb. And when the smoke cleared, he was gone.
Might as well have.
Ladies and gentlemen, Gary Poppy. We got more guests to bring up here. We got a shit ton of guests on this week's program. So let's welcome to the stage from the hit Max Fun podcast, Bunker Buddies, Andy Bolt and Travis McElroy.
There's another chair.
Well, fine.
Just stand up and give us a quick tight five.
You got it. Hey, you ever noticed possums? Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, I did my possum material. Do something about Uber.
Parallel thinking, Jordan. Sure, Parallel thinking.
Yeah, it sounds like we got a real Amy Schumer-style joke thief.
Make sure to point that microphone away from your mouth.
What? I don't like that. Yeah. I've never podcasted
I don't
before.
Think Amy Schumer, I don't think Amy Schumer stole jokes.
Guys,
I'm excited about the female Ghostbusters.
Can I real quick, I want to weigh in on Possum Gate.
It's a bunch of men who want to talk about feminism. Yeah.
Hold on.
Look what a feminist I am. I don't think Amy Schumer stole jokes.
Okay, number one, be quiet. Number two, I want to explain something to you.
I'll be over here.
Sorry, you had some feelings about possum.
I do. I want to make a case not for possums, but to place armadillos above possums.
Oh, are you against them dillers?
They can give humans leprosy.
Wow.
Yeah. What has a possum ever done that has given a human being? Unless the possum spilled leprosy on a human. I think the possum has never...
Who let these possums into the leprosy research lab?
We thought they were dead.
They're just walking around with too many vials.
I got too many babies and too many vials.
Sure, it's hard to play dead with all these vials.
Why would a dead person have so many vials?
Dr. Schmidt, I have the perfect way to transport our vials. I found him under my porch.
Andy, do you have an opinion on the worst mammal discussion?
You know, people were tweeting at me, like, what do you think? And I was like, R-O-U-S's hat. Then yeah, I referenced high-fived myself, which is real lame.
Hey, have you guys seen this movie, The Usual Suspects? It is really cool. You should watch it. It's really cool.
I've only made it about three quarters of the way through. Sorry, Brian.
I'm one of those people who had pet rats growing up, so I think they're adorable.
My notion that people tell me about their cute rats, that yep. might even be from talking to you.
Oh, it probably was.
Because you don't shut up about it.
We had several. They all die from cancer and tumors. Always.
Were they lab rats?
As soon as they start growing lumps, you're just like, here comes that cancer again.
That is your fault for testing that makeup on them.
I need to know how it looked before I put it on my own face.
I would say
my family raises goats, and I do think I love goats, but billy goats, when you don't castrate them,
they can be very gruff.
They're so disgusting. They're so disgusting. And I don't know if a lot of people know this, but billy goats, the way to attract a mate is to piss all over their own face. So like they smell awful, and then they're raping everybody, and they're just these rapists. They'll rape their own kids, and then they just piss on their face, and they just contort their bodies, and they make this noise. And they're disgusting, vile creatures, and they're way worse than a possum.
But possums don't eat tin cans. Right now, possums is definitely in the lead, Jordan.
Be so cute.
Okay, so armadillos, they could be leprotic. But they roll up in a cool ball that you can roll in a cartoon.
Such a cool ball.
You are right.
What is, so you guys, you
what
guys.
What about mangy coyotes?
Ooh.
Ooh, when they're mangy.
They take people's
dogs.
Yup.
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Right now there's some coyotes hanging out by Dave Shumka's house. This is not a joke, my friends. This is serious business. Please, stop laughing. Right now there's some coyotes hanging out by Dave Shumka's house, and when he takes his dog for a walk, he just has to carry his dog and his baby like this. Which is actually pretty cute now that I think about it.
And the coyotes are thrown off by how cute it is.
You just want to sneak in a cute dad story. You hooked us all, you said mangy
coyotes.
Listen,
I think as long as those coyotes don't get the Acme catalog, they will probably be fine.
I feel like when I see mangy coyotes in L.A., I just have so much sympathy for them. Because like they don't have a lot of options to eat. They're probably living off garbage. They're not mangy because they want to be.
Yeah, I do feel like coyotes are, especially mangy like coyotes whose habitat has been imposed upon, are very sympathetic. Yeah.
Right. I want to talk about something that's important.
Okay.
Here. Now, Travis, you have promised to do something if we met the 5,000 donor goal. Can you tell me what it is?
I promised that I would get my second year running a Max Fun Drive tattoo. And I did.
So,
just in case that wasn't clear, I did do that.
We'll let you know whether or not he did after the break. After this word from the Church of Scientology. Hey, it's me.
What kind of...
the Scientology mascot.
It's that little DNA from Jurassic Park.
Yeah, right.
Dinosaurs are full of thetans.
Can I tell you?
DNA.
Can Your I parents tell you are oppressive. Okay, so what was the first Max Fun tattoo you got?
The first one I got was a rearing horse. Raring.
Champing.
Champing is the mouth. Raring is raised up. What is it? Any of you nerds know on a field, the coat of arms when the horse
rampant?
Is up?
Rampant.
Rampant. Thank you. Well, this nerd knew. hey, boss, how's it going? but the horse is up, and then it has the banner Middlest across it. This one, I won't say what it is yet, but it is Adventure Zone themed, and Carrie Peach did it, who is Carrie Draws on Twitter. She's great, and she does a lot of Adventure Zone art for us. And so I wanted something that was like recalled all that for me for the show.
My dad
is also getting one. Important to know. Clint McElroy, fully grown me.
55 or 60, right?
That is kind.
He is a million.
He's a million years old. Ain't my dad.
He's a Highlander. You have to cut off his head to kill him.
My dad is going to live forever.
I believe he is an incredibly youthful 62, if I'm not mistaken.
He's full of verve.
Oh, yeah. And Moxie, that. Piss and finning are gross. That's my dad.
So I know you're not unveiling it yet.
Yeah.
But I think we can tease that it's on the dick. Little tease!
Well, not that little.
Andy and Travis, everybody.
Podcasts.
They're audio programs that
tell smart stories
in innovative ways
using editing techniques like this.
But let's face it, all that smart stuff can be exhausting.
That's where Stop Podcasting Yourself comes in.
It's so stupid.
It's just two stupid dinguses
being dumb idiot jerks for 90 minutes.
Stop Podcasting Yourself.
the stupid show that smart people love.
Find it on iTunes
or MaximumFun.org.
Let's bring Teresa and Travis.
Let's bring
on.
Teresa. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, a round of applause.
Teresa and Travis McElroy. Teresa and Travis, of course, together host the new Max Fun podcast, Schmanners. Teresa being an etiquette expert, and Travis being an animal man.
Correct. I am a mountain man.
A former animal man.
Former.
Oh! You succeeded in every stereotypical woman's dreams, changing your husband and shaping him to your desires and dreams.
I've begun. Succeeded, we'll have to see.
What are some of the animal-like qualities you had to breed out of him?
Yeah, like what's the worst things about your husband?
Travis, cover your ears.
I guess too handsome.
Nick's too big.
But not in the right way.
Yeah.
Yeah, backwards.
It's too deep. Got a real deep dick.
Since you guys are finished,
we're done. So yeah. So what?
Sorry,
what are
Mrs.
These?
McElroy.
We've spoken on the show about how Travis has a medical condition called dyspepsia, wherein his upper esophageal sphincter does not close correctly. You guys laughed at sphincter.
I'm right there. We're adults.
I have a business.
You have children. You're a dad. Go on.
And so he burps quite often. It takes very little for him to burp quite loudly and often. And
it sounds like the devil. It's not good.
It often sounds like a velociraptor.
Well, I practiced that one.
Can he use his burps to open doors? Like the velociraptor, like the popular velociraptor.
Just because I haven't witnessed it doesn't mean it's not true.
It's true.
Does he have opposable burps?
Does he burp in packs?
Okay, so burping. But that's a medical condition.
Right, but your response to burping is not part of a medical condition.
No, I will often be very proud of it.
One
time it was a minute and a half, you got, like, no exaggeration. I almost passed out. It was amazing. Not anymore.
And so over the course of our relationship, I have implored him to cover up his burps, either by closing his mouth or covering his mouth with his hands.
I also don't eat like a monster anymore. I used to eat like a monster, quite literally. Like a picture Cookie Monster, but with like terrible sandwiches. And that was pretty much my go-to because I built them so big they would fall apart while I ate them. So I had to consume them quickly before they eroded in my hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dagwood Bumster.
Not far off. But I don't do that anymore. Also, thanks to Blue Apron.
I also had this huge dog that was constantly stealing long trails of sausage links from the butcher. His name was Marmaduke.
And he thought he was people.
Yeah.
I can see my dead grandpa.
And wherever I go, I shit out a dotted line.
Who's the worst mammal? Not me.
Sorry again, Teresa. So what about this animal eating? What was he doing?
He would take very large bites and chew them really not at all. That is true. And anytime I looked at him across the table from myself, he would freeze.
Like a possum caught jacking off.
Yeah. Yes.
I wanted her to continue to love me. And so I knew that if she saw me actively eating, she would be horrified. So I would just freeze in place until she looked away.
Now, have you considered maybe erecting a sandwich tent? A male sandwich privacy tent. Hear me out. It's a tent in the living room where a male can go to eat sandwiches privately.
Or an animal-like person of any gender.
Mm-hmm. Sure. So, Teresa, on our itinerary, there's a note that says you have some thoughts on tattoo etiquette.
Yes, I do.
To coincide with Travis's reveal of his new Max Fun tattoo.
Mm-hmm. And I actually had to outsource this because I do not have any tattoos.
Oh.
Your hairdo suggests otherwise.
Applaud my white spotless skin.
So I did some research, and the etiquette regarding tattoos is two-sided. One, etiquette going into a tattoo shop, becoming tattooed, and the other one of being a tattoo, a visible tattooed person. So I'd like to start with...
We prefer the term illustrated.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'd like to start with being in the shop. Now, haggling is something that doesn't occur very often in our culture. We do some at garage sales and flea markets and things like that. But apparently, when it comes to getting a tattoo, or really any kind of art or design, it seems that people tend to lowball their tattoo artists and say, how much for this tattoo that I brought in? And the tattoo artist will be like, oh, that's $200. I'm like, well, I was thinking more $100. That is a bad idea. Don't do that.
Because this person has a needle.
Yeah.
And they are doing something to you. Mm-hmm. That is permanent.
Can I tell you when I got a tattoo, how I chose my tattoo artist? I think that's something that a lot of people have a hard time with, trying to decide how to. I really strongly recommend that if you read a comic book about a dog that you like, get that guy to do your tattoo.
Oh, yes, sure.
And I'll go ahead and say that there's another area of commerce that you should not haggle inside. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say don't haggle with your dominatrix.
Could cause bodily harm.
Well, I'm going to say the opposite. If you lowball her, she will not stomp on your balls.
Oh, she won't. She won't hurt you enough to get
I thought I was getting my balls stomped on.
I'm getting unballed.
Yeah, sure.
I would also suggest that you establish the price of the tattoo before you get it. Mm-hmm. Because after you get it, like, you're kind of in for a penny, in for a pound. You can't return it.
Right. Yes. And then
unless you're super gutsy.
And then another thing is a lot of tattoo artists pride themselves on their portfolio of work. And so something that seems to happen quite often is people find something on the internet that they enjoy and they bring it in. And what happens when something is on the internet and brought in to be a tattoo is that means that, like, thousands of other people have it, and it's not a very distinctive thing for that tattoo artist to do.
Now,
so,
my guy was surprised when I wanted erotic Captain Crunch fan art. So I don't know if that, but in all cases, that's true.
Did you allow it to be his own design?
Have I shown you any of my Christian Sonic stuff on my back? Full back Christian Sonic.
Oh, sure. Wow. Very nice. Yeah.
No one comes to the Lord but unto me. Knuckles.
And anyway. My arms are just dragon's fucking cars.
So don't lowball.
Mm-hmm.
Reconsider bringing in popular internet images.
Yes.
Or just a recopied image. You can have an idea for an image and then have someone design it or have them design it.
Right. But something that you found on Pinterest is probably on several thousand other people.
Sure.
Oh, because I got a tattoo of a wedding with a bunch of hay bales.
And I got a tattoo of a hand that had some nice nail art.
It's just highly unoriginal, you guys.
Yeah. Sure, sure. And now what about the tattoo haver? What sort of etiquette falls on that person?
Well, it's not the tattoo haver, it's the interaction with other people.
Mm. And like, don't make others smell it.
Unless it's a scratch and sniff tattoo.
Yeah, sure.
That's
the next big thing.
Yeah, oh, TM, TM, TM.
Sure.
Trademark.
No, it's it's other people staring at tattoos. It is not appropriate to stare at any person. And then it's also not appropriate to touch a tattoo on a person that you don't know. You shouldn't touch strangers.
You'd
and
be
it's
amazed.
Not appropriate to get a Celtic tattoo even if your grandma was Irish.
You can get a Celtic style tattoo of your grandma.
Oh, I think that's highly original.
Yeah, I like that. But
I agree
you'd
with
be
that.
Amazed how many people come up and just like touch my tattoo without like talking to me. I'll be like at a bar like this, and they'll just come up and like stroke my wrist. Like that's a thing.
But
that's
also
cool.
They don't feel like anything. It's yeah. Thin. Why are they touching you?
Excellent point, Jordan. That's, if it felt like something, that would be incredible. If it was like, it's like a real tattoo. Yeah. Or yes. A pineapple. Whatever. Doesn't matter. Can right. We run it again? Colin. Okay, we'll take it back.
We need a clean cut.
Let's get some options on that.
It's like a real pineapple.
Okay. Okay, okay, yeah, Travis. So now give me some efforts. You're picking up a barrel. Make the sound of picking up a barrel. You just got shot.
No, it's the same sound. You can just use it.
Okay,
it's multi.
You're having an incredible orgasm.
Oh.
My, but I'm enjoying this.
What a wonderful orgasm I've just had.
Oh, this is some fun.
That sounds things. About right.
Jordan, have you ever thought about getting a tattoo?
I don't think I have the personality for it.
Really?
I think I would have one and people go, really, that guy? I have a sincere answer to tattoo thoughts.
Yeah.
This is very fucking Orange County here. But I could see, you know, if I were to settle down sometime and have some kids, maybe getting like a family tattoo.
Yeah.
The social distortion logo. we all get the skeleton holding the martini glass. No, I kind of like that idea of like the family tattoo. I think it's a cool idea. I would consider it.
You know, Biz Ellis mm-hmm. from One Bad Mother and her husband, Stefan, both have family tattoos, families of birdies. Mm-hmm. I want to say they both have the families of birdies. Mm-hmm. They're very beautiful, and when I saw them, I thought I was really jealous of them because I thought it was a beautiful celebration of how much they love each other and their children.
Yeah.
You should get one of those tattoos, but for their family, too. Just Mrs. Biz.
I was thinking actually of doing a family tattoo just of those stick figures from the rear windows of SUVs.
Oh, yeah, and you can add on to it.
Yeah.
Add new pets. I guess maybe...
And then I just cross out Teresa's one, and I write, ladies, this is not available.
Oh, dear.
I would maybe get one, maybe if my future wife was into it, I would get one across my back that said, Eaton. And then she would get one on her back that said, ain't cheating. And then when we stood shoulder to shoulder, you would have the essence of our love.
So
is it time for the big reveal?
Yeah, I think it's time for the big reveal. Okay. You guys ready for this, ladies and gentlemen? Is this healed, or are we just going to see like a gross scab?
I just got it today.
Holy shit.
So it's still covered in plastic, but I'll try to make it as clear. And blood. Yeah, there's blood. Like, I got it 7 hours ago.
You might have to stand up
here. Oh, okay. Hold on. I'll do that. I'm a little woozy. So that's it. It's a 20-sided die that's all 20s. And underneath it is a banner that says, I do that. Yeah. Thank you.
Travis and Teresa, ladies and gentlemen.
And stuff as well. So that wasn't your only chance.
Picks to come.
Picks to come. Oh, speaking of picks.
We've
got to reveal some very exciting picks in this next segment. But before we get to that, please welcome to the stage Renee and Allegra from Can I Pet Your Dog? Doing all right. Can I tell you something that happened to me at the airport earlier today?
Please.
I'm at the San Francisco airport. It's got one of those air trains. I'm on this air train. Oh, man, is there a dog on this train?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy, Jesse.
Lordy, lordy. Is there a dog on this train? And it's like a... it's a stump-leg dog.
Okay.
Like a corgi dog, but with long, straight hair. Ooh, I wanted to get up in this dog.
Now, obviously, from listening to our podcast, you know you went up there, you asked the name, you asked to pet him. Give us a story.
So I'm there, and I'm sitting, and I got my luggage there, and I'm looking. This dog's sort of, it's a little bit too far for me to get up without, like, picking up my luggage and walking over there. And I'm like, this guy doesn't want anybody bothering him. He's on the air train. This guy's just trying to get to Dallas for his mom's funeral with the dog or whatever. And I just didn't want to say anything.
The dog was in its traditional funeral vestments.
Yeah, it's holding the flowers.
You know, my tail.
I don't comprehend, Doug.
For
He seems real upset.
Too abstract for me. But I can talk. That's cool.
Well, back to waiting on my dead owner, Snoop.
Good they news built is. A statue of me in Scotland or something.
So I was just sitting there thinking, like, I got it. Man, I want to pet this dog so bad. But then I was like, I don't want to bother this person. I don't want to bother this dog. Like, this is a real stimulus-intensive environment. This clear-eyed young woman walks up to this man and says, hello, sir. Can I pet your dog?
Yes, Jesse. Yes. Now, did he wipe away his tears in a blind?
He said, no, bitch. My mother just died.
Renee and I have actually been told no once. Outside of Swingers, there was this really cute dog, and...
Wait, outside of Swingers?
Sorry, Swingers is a restaurant.
Yeah, I don't like her. Go with it. It's fine.
Okay.
Right? And there was this
really... Madam, you're interrupting our orgy. Swingers. Right. The dog is a service animal. Here,
we were outside of Swingers, and we saw this incredibly money German Shepherd.
Exactly. Impressive.
We saw a German Shepherd that does not hold up. It was on its time.
Yeah. We said, oh, can we pet your dog? And this old guy said, no, like that. And we both went, haha, because it sounded like a joke, no. And he really meant no. He was like, she's not friendly. And we're like, why did you say it in such a weird way?
And you better believe we spent the rest of our breakfast just outraged.
Infuriated.
It was so weird. We couldn't let it go. By the time the check came, we were still like, I think that guy's out there? Because I'm really going to let him know. We would not prove it.
I'm gonna give that dog a pat. Yeah, do we got no ears. Maybe some belly rubs.
So I guess you guys do a podcast that is sort of related to a running theme tonight. What do you guys think the worst mammal is?
I'm going to go with possum. Okay. I have a little bit of my own possum story.
Mm.
So scary that I may not be able to fully retell it.
Okay.
There was a possum in my spot where I park at my apartment.
What the fuck? A possum took your fucking parking spot?
Took my spot.
He like pulled his Prius
took it
right
on in. Right on. Didn't even ask. Didn't even act like it was a problem.
He drives a BMW.
Cool car.
To this possum's credit, he did nothing scary. He didn't rear his teeth or do anything. He just had a tail that I didn't care for.
Very gross tail.
And I backed out and I parked 5 blocks away. That possum got my spot that night. Not gonna deal with it.
Do you think about calling the city and having the possum towed?
Yeah. I should have. That would have been smart. I didn't have the number on me. Otherwise, sure. I would have.
That would be cute, a tow truck dragging a little person. I like them now.
That's fine. Put them on a tow truck, they're fun. I want to talk real quick about Teresa's tattoo etiquette. You guys, I was in line for Space Mountain once, and there was a very tattooed Disney tattooed person.
Sure.
I broke every last one
very
of those,
cruel.
Including asking to smell it. It was just touch
Can
it.
I smell your Simba?
I didn't know all the etiquette. I asked every story for 45 minutes.
I bet you Disney tattoo guy at Disneyland was stoked.
He was pretty happy to tell me all those stories.
Sure. When you smelled it, did it smell like small town homosexuality?
Up until this very moment, I wasn't able to place it. But yes, that was the smell.
So I think something that we are going to do today is reveal a very highly anticipated photo of a pet in a hat. What is your guys's, what is the can I pet your dog consensus? Maybe there's not one. I'm assuming there is. What is the can I pet your dog consensus on clothes on pets? Yay or nay?
I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Renee. We are for them if the animal seems content and happy and fine in them. Otherwise, no. But if the animal seems fine, we're pro. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you guys this. I don't think I need to tell you that through the centuries, there's been an incredible, historic, legendary animus between two animal friends. Of course, I'm referring to cats and dogs. You two are dog experts.
Mm-hmm.
That's short for dog expert. You're also dog enthusiasts. I don't think I need to explain what that's short for. How do you feel about feline creature animals? Some somehow ran out of steam at the last second.
I thought creature animals was great.
Okay, great. Thank
pretty
you.
Good.
Thank you.
I, you know what? Recently have become on board for a long time.
Really?
Had some strong opinions.
Do you think you just got infected by cryptosporidium?
Yes, I think that's precisely what happened. Here's what changed. I used to come at a cat like you would pet a dog.
Uh-huh.
They don't care for that much. Mm-hmm. Go really? Right for the belly. I don't like that very much at all. I'd come out injured every time.
Yeah.
So within a few...
Don't fake throw that tennis ball at me. I just want to lay in a sunbeam.
That's all I'm asking. But of recent years, I dig them.
Really? Now, what was the big turnaround?
Whoa, good question. You know what? I actually once got to meet Jordan's cat, Bug. It's a great cat.
And
that's what did it. Bug turned around. I should probably thank her for that. I should write her a thank you note. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
Just open up the curtain a little bit so a sunbeam comes in.
That's all she wants. That's
all she wants. That shit.
That's so cute.
What about you? How do you feel about cats?
I also, I know this is a disappointing answer. I also like cats. I think it would be more interesting if we were like, God, we just hate cats so much.
However, I think we are both part of that same cat Facebook group.
Yeah. Oh my God, you guys. Oh, you mean the LA Underground?
The LA Underground cat network? Yes.
Second only in positive vibes to the Can I Pet Your Dog Facebook group. Sure. It's great. It's just pictures of cats, and people go, "Your cat's cute." And then the person says, "Thanks. It's great."
It's a fun online community.
It's like so, it's like there's no hostility. It's just very nice.
No one's talking about the new Ghostbusters. No, no one. Is it time to show the pick? Or
yeah.
Well, let's explain kind of what went on. So, you know, obviously all the Max Fun hosts are, you know, doing everything they can to get, you know, new donors, to get people to increase their donations. And, you know, we're all offering, you know, what we can. I think, you know, Travis mentioned, yeah, he got his tattoo.
Renee's going to eat cheese, which she hates.
Oh!
Yeah. Well, and going back to the cat thing, here's what happened, is we put what we would do at the very end of our very last fun drive announcement. I think maybe people were turning out at that point.
Yeah.
Nobody's called us out on this. We're like, maybe nobody knows what we said we'd do.
What did you offer?
So, I don't care for cheese. Please don't throw things at me. I'm sorry. I know it's a flaw. And Allegra doesn't like blueberries, so we just so creatively, we're like, we'll eat cheese and blueberries at a cat cafe.
Pretty good, right, guys?
All right, not bad.
What about just like a blueberry Danish?
Ooh,
that's a pastry with both.
Yeah, I'm on board for that. The blueberries would help me get through it.
Do you like sweet cheeses or savory cheeses less?
Yeah, oh, good question. Sweet cheeses
are gross. Yeah,
you like,
yeah,
like cheesecake. Gross. You would like less than like a
cheesecake is gross.
I can work with tacos. I can work with pizza.
Little known
fact.
Anything else,
everybody gets. You guys are saying
he knows he's a cheesecake nerd.
So you guys are saying that if we reach a certain goal, you guys will do something that to others would be a fun afternoon.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Let's be honest. Yeah. To most.
That's right. That's how dedicated
that's
we
fair.
Are.
So,
yeah.
For Christmas, Jesse was nice enough to get my cat, Bug, a Viking hat on Etsy.
Again, nice is a stretch. I apologize for that. That was a rude gift.
I have not, till recently, been able to put the hat on the cat because she doesn't want to wear it.
Yeah,
sure.
It's not fun for her.
Sure.
But I said I would try again if we reached a certain amount of tweets with the hashtag bug hat.
That was 100 tweets, I believe.
A huge, huge movement, bigger than Kony 2012.
Earlier.
It changed the world. There no hashtag, you know, has had more influence than hashtag bug hat.
Earlier today, a few Max Funsters in the data sciences crunched the numbers. They did some social science analytics, and we found Jordan Jesse Go listeners had more than tripled the threshold. There were,
sure.
I think it was 312
a lot of bug hat tweets. So, today...
Now, we should explain, you weren't able to do it. Your sister was able to do it.
Yeah.
We had her as a guest on the program. She broke down the system for
so
us.
So I used my sister's patented cat hat sabermetrics. And
you've got to look for undervalued assets.
Undervalued cat hats. You know, her secret was tying it around her neck first and then poofing it over her head.
That's smart.
Yeah.
I did it.
On base percentage.
So I think there are two photo sets here, a before and an after.
Oh,
Brian,
boy.
Can we show...
Yeah, so
can't get it on the projector, but I have it.
Just gonna walk it around.
Everyone will see it on the live stream, but live in person.
So here's before.
Look.
You can see.
She's not loving it.
Not having.
There's a struggle.
Wanting.
Wait,
to
we
leave.
Can't get it on the live stream.
No, it's on
oh,
the
it
live
is on the live stream. Okay, okay
live.
So folks can
for
see.
The audience.
Okay, so this is a sort of series of narrative photographs of you attempting to put the hat on to Buck.
Yeah.
Jordan, is there a reason why you're wearing long sleeves? Are you covering up some
no, I'm
pretty...
Wearing short,
okay.
Am I wearing shorts? I don't know what
oh,
I'm wearing.
Oh, no. Right now. Sleeve. Did it... Are
oh, yes.
That,
oh, yeah. My arms are stretched to
bloody,
fuck. Yeah,
okay.
Stretched to fuck.
All right.
Also, he used to be a junkie.
I have track marks. And I think here, let's I've, it finally happened. Let's put that up there.
Yeah.
And show it. There you go. Got a little hat on. Hashtag bug hat. Just because you've already seen the picture doesn't mean you should stop hashtagging bug hat.
Oh, it's so cute.
She's a little Viking.
So cute.
A little
so
fucking Viking.
Cute.
Jordan, I'm sorry, and you're welcome.
And it's a lot of fun. So thank you to everybody who's been donating and hashtagging, getting the word out. That's a big part of why this has been such a success.
And our thank yous to Renee and Allegra.
Thanks for having us.
We got one more segment, fan favorite, stalwart Jordan Jesse Go segment, and to do it with us, we're gonna have a fan favorite Jordan Jesse Go guest,
maybe the single funniest person in the entire Max Fun universe, someone whose work I admire tremendously, someone who I'm building up too much, so that anything she does will be a disappointment to you. Please welcome to the stage from Throwing Shade, Aaron Gibson. How are you, Aaron?
Hi.
Thank you.
I have so much to say because I was listening to everything.
Okay. Thank you. Let's just run us through your thoughts.
Number one, I have a very bad tattoo on my ankle that a boy who was a surfer in Texas, figure that out, picked out. tribal art.
Are you sure it was a surfer from Texas and not just an armadillo?
Those it was an armadiller.
Yeah.
It took him a long time to decide which one. They cross the road very slowly. That's why they die all the time. Number two.
Wait, what is the tattoo of?
Tribal art.
What
do you
want tribe?
To see it? It's on my ankle. What tribe? The 90s Earth? Tribe? The fucking...
The Loyal Order of the Red
band,
Hot Chili Peppers.
The band Garbage Tribe. My aunt saw it. I got it when I was 15. My aunt saw it and she goes, "You're going to regret that." And I go, "No, I won't." Yes, I do. What is it? I don't know.
It's a random shape.
I don't know. I didn't pick it.
I mean, at least you didn't go with his other suggestion, which was Hooba Stank Rules.
that's thought number one.
Yeah. Number one. Number two, as a dog owner of a dog who is possibly abused or, was a street dog, just a drug dealer or something. I have a dog,
Wait,
Oliver.
Your dog was a drug dealer?
I don't know his past. Sure. I don't know his past.
It's rude to ask.
It's rude to ask.
He has a lot of track marks for a dog.
He didn't come with a knife, but I feel like he could use one.
Right.
He doesn't, attack anybody, but if you go to pet him, he doesn't like his space invaded. And it gets really... It gets really hard disappointing people. So don't be too hard on someone for being like, no, because it is literally, my dog is so cute and everyone's like, hi. And I'm like, please stop. You're making this hard.
You will die.
Already. That was one thing.
My dog on the, when we're hiking, my dog Sissy. My dog Coco, for some reason I have had to start to train my dog Coco to want to go for walks. At some point, she just quit being a dog. But my dog, Sissy, still loves going for walks, and she'll run up and down the trail.
You don't know what that means.
She'll run up and down the trail. She'll have a great time. And the only problem is, she won't, when she's off the leash, she's not going to bite anybody or anything like that. And she'll come right back if I call her and that kind of thing. Well, what she will do is she will come and sort of like play with kids or families or whatever, or other dogs she'll play with. But just any like a big buff dude that's like running in running tights and he's got headphones in, he's not really paying attention. My dog, who's a Chihuahua Terrier, she's like this big and blonde. You know, she'll kind of be coming up and the person, this giant dude or whatever, will not even be looking at her. And then she'll just go, and you just see this giant, like the Rock looking guy go,
No, Oliver does the same thing. He makes men squeal.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
I feel bad about
it. It is bad, but, you know, fuck those guys.
Yeah. Their muscles.
What are you doing running when we're supposed to be hiking?
Sure. I feel like there are two, like, big things that I'm, like, morally opposed to that those dudes are doing. One is shirtlessness in public. Okay, I'm against that. Number two, looking good shirtless. Those two things. Like, fuck you, man.
We get what you're doing.
I don't go around doing academic decathlons.
Yeah, exactly. I don't do whatever I'm good at out in public.
Sure, that thing.
Whatever that is.
Sure.
Ponytails.
You save those for the privacy of your own home.
Yeah, thank you.
You do those in your ponytail tent.
Yeah, that I erect in my backyard.
Sure.
Yeah.
So do you have any other thoughts? So dogs, sometimes they're mean. Don't
dogs
pet them.
Dogs sometimes are mean. Yeah. I feel compassion for people who are like, you can't touch my dog because that person is dealing with a living hell that no one can understand.
Sure. Yeah.
Not that the dogs are mean, it's just other people.
Yeah.
Other people wanting to pet your dog because they're like, oh, he's got guyliner or whatever they, you know. My dog has guyliner.
Is he in My Chemical Romance?
All black males.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow, sure.
Yeah. Adam Lambert hang out all the time. Thank you. Wait, what was the other you guys talked about? Animals, possums, abortions.
Thoughts on those?
That's all I had. I feel like I had so much to say, but now.
Well, I think what we really need you here for is to help us preside over some momentous occasions.
Yes.
So these are momentous occasions given to us by our studio audience.
Yeah, where's Masha? Masha, come on up. Come on up.
Round of applause for Masha.
Masha, Masha, Masha. Never been done.
Cool, first time.
If you sing it, it makes it true. On momentous occasions, we ask people in our audience to share with us when something remarkable has happened to us. Hi, Masha, how are you?
I'm great.
So, Masha, what's your momentous occasion?
Okay, so I want to tell the story about how an old episode of Jordan Jesse Go totally helped me through a really tough time recently. So this was, okay, so the...
You're like, I need 40 masturbation jokes.
that wasn't it.
Oh, here's some.
I kept laughing in church, and I needed something to make me feel bored.
What were you talking about? Okay,
my momentous occasion.
Yeah.
Okay, so so this was an episode from 6 years ago. It was with the guys from Yeah Dude. And this was where...
Oh, yes, the one where all the fans of Yeah Dude sent us those mean emails.
Sorry
to bring
back a bad memory.
The guys from Yeah Dude were super nice and cool, by the way. They had no problem.
And so this was where apparently Jesse had recently had some like a sad time, and he was suggesting his sort of life hack of whipping out a power jam with his mind. And everyone just made fun of him because that's basically just thinking about music.
Like, in my mind. Like, if I'm having a hard time, in my mind, I play
more
like
than
a badass
a feeling.
One.
Yeah.
Exactly. So, yeah.
I mean, I know you.
In my cases, you dropped a bomb on me by the Gap Band. Actually, you know what? Early in the Morning by the Gap Band lately. Go figure. Turns out it changes sometimes.
And so this coincided with a time when, so it was my birthday a few weeks ago, and right before and after I had a bunch of grad school obligations. It was just really crazy, and I was really stressed out.
And I totally used this idea, you know, that Jesse suggested and got really into music and started kind of dancing while doing lab work and stuff like that. Although I did generally put on music as opposed to just thinking about it.
No, that's cool. That's a better way to do it. Yeah. The only thing is sometimes that can be super powerful. Like you got to be careful about context. Like the other day, I'm going to give you an example here. Because sometimes a power jam could sneak up on you. So, like, the other day, I'm in the, the waiting line to get a cheeseburger at the In-N-Out Burger. And I'm listening to the radio, and it's just whatever. It's Drake or something, you know. It's like, just giving me gentle ennui. And then the throwback sound comes on, and they play Hip Hop by Dead Prez. Like, the bass line comes on. I got so fucking pumped, but there was nowhere to go. There's nowhere to drive my car. It was a very dangerous situation. So that's why you have to be careful.
Well, there's still more to my story. And so while generally I was listening to music in order to pump myself up,
one thing about music, when it hits you, feel no pain. One folks say control your brain. No, no, better than that. That's game, and we ready for that.
Mine's Uptown Funk. That's mine.
Cool. That's a good choice.
And then about a week ago...
That's basically an average of every Gap Band song. So. With a few Lakeside songs thrown in, yeah.
So last weekend, I was actually in a moment where I was totally unable to put on music, but I had a tough moment, you know, could have potentially gotten upset. But then I solved it by whipping out a power jam with my mind. And yeah. I totally got through the moment. And thank you so much.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
Can I give you a hug?
Yes, of course.
While you're hugging, I bought a Willie Nelson record.
Okay. How's that been going so far?
So it has Native Son on it. You know that song. Good morning, America. Sure. How are you? Okay, you know. Guess what else it has on it that I didn't know?
His cover of Like a Virgin.
Mama's
Daughter. You're so close. Do you know what it is?
No, I don't. I was going to say Mamas Don't Let Your Babies Grow Up to Be Cowboys.
That's an older record. Apparently Willie Nelson wrote Wind Beneath My Wings.
Okay.
And sings it like a person who is too high to be singing it. And I was getting ready and I was like, What world am I in right now?
Are the wind beneath my...
Yeah, and then you can hear him eating chips.
You can hear the Family Guy theme in the background.
Bing bong! Oh, pizza's here.
You know how sometimes you wonder, like, how Willie Nelson could cross all those state lines and get on all those airplanes and all that shit and be that high all the time?
I do all the time because he was, you know... He was the king of it in
the
80s.
He's just famous for being high on all the time and just continue chain smoking and all that shit. I was at LAX a few months ago, and I was in line behind Willie Nelson.
What?
At the security screening.
And were you okay? Did you freak out? You don't love Willie Nelson like I love Willie Nelson.
No, I don't love Willie Nelson. I'm more of a George Jones man. I like the possum.
Got it.
He's tiny, also he is the least impressive physical presence ever.
Oh, he wears braids.
Yeah, he's like a 3-foot-tall, 42-pound braided elderly person.
Yeah.
But he was very polite, but like what I realized that the secret to bringing drugs wherever you want, no matter what, is being Willie Nelson, because every single one of those fucking TSA people was like in tears with excitement, but like trying not to show it. Like, he literally could have had a machine gun that shoots heroin.
Yeah, that's,
like, nobody would have given a shit.
That's how OJ got off.
Yeah. Yeah.
By having those long braids. Just those long, luxurious braids.
Sing songs about being a semi-truck driver.
Looks like we got one from Dimitri.
Dimitri, come on up, Dimitri.
Hey, Dimitri.
By the way, we got 10 more donors. We're up to 8736.
Whoa!
What's that moment? It's going to be upsetting if we don't get to 10,000.
Yeah, well, I mean, prepare for upset.
Yeah.
I can't do this all night. There's only one more momentous occasion.
After actually probably mentioning a few podcasts, I recently...
Now, Dimitri, you and your, at the time, boyfriend were on an episode of Judge John Hodgman.
This is true.
That was about holding hands in, or sitting across from each other or next to each other in restaurants, right?
That was correct. A subject matter within that was the fact that Landon did not appreciate holding hands in public. Which was, yeah, that was a topic within that.
Thank you, because I do not listen to the program.
No, it's
just don't care for it.
Well, it's better when that
I'm
other
more band of was. A Totally Beverages.
Everybody loves that show. No, everybody loves that.
T-Bash Forever.
Well, it's much easier to listen to it when it's like Monty Del Monte from whatever the river is on it.
Yeah,
so much better.
You know what? I do like to listen to it when I'm trying to go to sleep.
you're basically a podcast celebrity at this point.
Right, no, and then later we were on an episode of My Brother and Me asking how we should propose.
Getting braggy
because
now,
we hated, neither one of us wanted to propose to each other.
Okay.
And then since then, we have since done that. Well, one of us proposed to one another.
Mm-hmm. Said it at the same time. You're like, 1, 2, 3. Get it married! Get it married!
We went back.
Jinx, you'll be married!
Yeah.
We went back and forth proposing to each other.
Okay.
No, you're going to marry me. No, you're going to marry me.
Basically, correct.
I love it.
And then...
you hang up first.
And then shortly thereafter, we went to the backyard of a federal judge and made her marry us.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Congratulations.
Wow. So you hopped over her wall, purge style, dragged her from her home, put on your clown mask.
Right. It was the easiest way for her to get rid of us.
Okay. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Dimitri, ladies and gentlemen.
He's coming up.
The B is short for Baggins, and Bill is short for Bilbo.
Bilbo Baggins, everybody.
That's very clever. I've never heard that.
You know what? Fuck you. This is my show. You want me to bring the fire? I'll bring the fire.
Dragon Lady!
I'm usually a nice man, but I'm tired and I have a headache.
Listen, we're all lionesses.
Okay. Oh, she's a lioness, not a
lioness. We're up to 8744, by the way. MaximumFun.org/donate.
And I really like following the life-affirming story about the show and the guy who got married, a beautiful story, with my killing an animal in my backyard.
All right, yum, yum. Let's hear it.
Possum, 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 possum. Die, possums.
So my wife and my kids were up at their mother's, and I was alone at home with my dog. And, you know, if you have dogs, as you know, you put them out just before you go to bed, and the dog was going crazy.
Yeah, it was 1955.
Yeah.
They go sleep in their doghouse.
Exactly. Well, no, you let them back in.
Oh,
you know what I'm saying.
Got it.
To go pee pee poo.
Got it.
Yeah, exactly.
Pee pee poo poo.
And the dog's going crazy, so, you know, of course, you're going to let the dog out. And he makes a beeline for his dog dish, and there's this enormous ruckus erupts, and the worst smell in the world just starts wafting into my kitchen, and I flip on the backyard
light.
Did
your dog run into an Arby's?
Sure enough.
Ran into an Arby's.
And sure enough.
Did your dog get a tattoo?
He killed a skunk, of course.
Oh. Wow.
And so there's this.
Was there blood all over his face?
The insides, normally the insides of the skunk were outside of the skunk.
Oh my.
And so.
And we're not just talking about that stink.
No.
We're talking about dim guts, though.
Dim guts?
Dim guts,
would
though.
Would you say that your dog got all up in dim guts?
I would say that, yes, that's precisely so.
Uh-huh.
And, well, and the dog. You know, having just been sprayed by a skunk, the dog was going bananas and rubbing its face on the lawn and all that.
Sure.
And
did you put ketchup on it?
There's this.
Wait, is that the secret?
Well, you do. Yeah, you put ketchup on it.
Horsey sauce.
Ketchup or Arby's horsey sauce.
It depends on whether you're in Chicago. If you put a ketchup on a dog in Chicago,
they're going to put it right on the bun.
There's this dead skunk right outside my back door, like 2 feet from my back door, and it smells terrible. And so I go and I figure, well, I'm not just going to pick that up with my hands. I'm going to go get a shovel to move it so I don't have to touch it. So I go get a shovel and I start to scoop up the inside out skunk, and it's not dead yet.
Oh no!
Was it a zombie?
it was
a vampire.
It was what we call perimortem.
Oh.
It was right on the edge.
You and the skunk murdering community.
Yeah, exactly. And so
Harry.
Yeah, exactly. Harry. I gotta say,
I have many dreams.
I need French girl.
And so, you know,
no, that is not how skunks talk.
Sorry.
It was like
French.
This.
I can't see the light. I'm in grad school. I like that the skunk was in grad school.
I was trying to think of like a
well,
like somebody changing directions. Like I finally got it figured out.
Well,
I quit my job. I was gonna open up that cupcake store.
Off to do many harassments for the entertainment of children.
Someone accidentally petted a cat.
I'm a product of my time.
It's funny. So
problematic now.
Those days were all in the past for this skunk. And
what'd you do? You finished the job?
Well, you had to.
You
I mean, it's the insides. And so I'm in the backyard in my pajamas in the middle of the night, beating a skunk to death with a shovel. That's my great upload.
Hey, hold on, Bill, hold on. Have you developed a taste for blood?
It wasn't the last thing I killed.
Kill me, everybody! Have you ever had to kill something? I've never had to kill something.
I think we talked about it on Jordan Jesse Go once, a bird that was almost dead.
Was it getting eaten by ants? Was
and
it like
I had
situation?
To hack its head off with a shovel.
Yeah. Oh.
I had to crush some pussy.
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.